This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, when truth, gratitude and courage are combined, you get fidelity. Fidelity means faithfulness. Fidelity, faithfulness is to be truthful to the only one that matters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Fidelity is to be truthful to yourself, because in the end, it is not about them, it is about you. It is about me. Let me give you an example of the meaning of fidelity as I have experienced it in my own life. In 1994, I invested everything I had in a business. Everything. For various reasons, a year later, I urgently needed more funds. I had none. I couldn't even borrow the money because I had no collateral to offer. I was very worried because I would have lost everything if I could not raise those funds. One day, my friend Bertie Suarez visited me and took one look at my face and asked, "What's wrong?" I said, "Nothing is wrong." He said, "Like hell, I know you. Something is seriously wrong or you wouldn't look like this. Tell me, what is it?" So, I didn't want to tell him, but eventually he forced me to tell him what the situation was. He listened in silence and then he left. Next day, he came to my house, he picked me up and drove to his bank. He pulled out a bunch of papers from his briefcase and put them on the manager's desk and said, "I need a loan for so much. Here is the collateral." The manager looked at the papers and he said, "Sir, the value of your house is 3 times the amount you asked me for. So I'm very happy to give you the loan right away." I immediately realized what was happening. And I grabbed the papers and I demanded, I said, "Bertie, what are you doing? Do you realize that if my business sinks and I cannot repay this loan, you will lose your home?" He said to me something which I will take to my grave. He said to me, "What is the good of my owning a house if I can't help you when you need help?" SubhanAllah. How many people will say that even to their own blood brothers? And this was a man who was no relation of mine. Bertie Suarez, a Christian man, just a friend. But he had fidelity. He was faithful to his friendship. I still didn't take the loan. Bertie, a few years later, passed away. He is no more. But his memory lives with me constantly. There is a hole in my heart which will never fill. Bertie for me is the symbol of fidelity. He who put his life on the line for a friend. I'm telling you this personal story to show that fidelity is not about exhorting others to it. It's not about lecturing people about being faithful, but about choosing to put our time and money where our mouth is and to be faithful to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to our fellow creatures. Fidelity is about choosing to act according to our principles and being willing to pay the price, because to do the opposite is not free. It is infinitely more costly. Fidelity is constancy. And fidelity defines us. I remember the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he said that if there is a ship with two decks and the people on the upper deck have fresh water to drink, the water casks, water barrels are on the upper deck, the people on the lower deck have to go up to get this water. And if somebody in the lower deck says, well, you know, why should we go up all the time to disturb these good people? Let us just make a hole in the side of the ship and we can get our own water. Rasulullah ﷺ said that if somebody gives this suggestion, and if this suggestion is acted upon, then the whole ship will sink. If these people are not prevented from making a hole in the side of the ship, the whole ship will sink. I submit to you that today we live in a world which seems to be devoid of fidelity. I'm not saying nobody is faithful. I'm saying generally the atmosphere is an atmosphere which lacks fidelity, lacks faithfulness. And that is the reason why it also lacks trust. Because trust is another name for faith. Where there is no faith, there can be no trust. And that's what we are seeing today in our world. Nobody trusts anybody else. We don't trust the institutions that we have. You don't trust the church. You don't trust the mosque. You don't trust your ulama. You don't trust your imams. You don't trust your political leaders. You don't trust your religious leaders. You don't trust your parents. You don't trust your children, your employees, your employers, your business partners. The most common emotion, the most common trend in this society of ours today is suspicion, lack of trust. And going forward, take for example the combination of social media and AI is only producing more and more distrust, because AI has made it possible for people to create deepfake videos, where there was a time when you said pictures don't lie, here is a picture. Today pictures lie. It is actually possible to produce pictures and videos which are true and which are more real than the real, and they are completely false. Now some of us talk about this with great delight and say, oh fantastic, what development. But think about that from the angle of trust. What do you think it will do to whatever trust still remains? And that's why I make dua and I say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahim, the most beneficent and most merciful Rabb, we praise you and thank you for all you have given us in your great and unmerited generosity. Please help us to remember who we are and whose we are, who we belong to. Grant us the grace to unite as one people in turning back to you with all of our hearts and all of our souls and with all of our minds. Cleanse us of all that separates us from you and help us to cultivate the virtues we need this day and always, so that we may grow in fidelity to you who are always faithful, and to our spouses and families and to our communities and countries, and thereby live in accordance with your holy will. In your boundless mercy and loving kindness, Ya Allah, please heal us and restore us and our land. Because truly, we are sick. We are a very sick society. O our Rabb, our Creator and Sustainer, to you is our return. All praise and thanks are for you in keeping with the glory of your countenance and the magnificence of your kingdom. Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr wa ilayka al-masir. Forgive our sins and guide us to live a life that is pleasing to you, because in the end, that is the only thing that matters. Enable us, Ya Rab, to be faithful to you, and through you, to be faithful to all those who touch us and who we touch in any possible way. Enable us to restore trust in a world that is devoid of it. Enable us to leave behind a legacy of fidelity that will benefit us when we are alone under the earth in our graves. Enable us to remember that this life is transitory and death is the reality waiting for which is called living. Enable us to remember that this will come to pass on every single one of us, no matter how powerful and immortal we may imagine ourselves to be. Enable us to remember to factor you into our equations, because you are in them anyway. To you we belong, and to you is our return. Enable us to worship you and to speak and act as if we can see you, and though we can't see you, know that you are with us, seeing us and hearing us every instant of our lives. Enable us to decide on the sole criterion of whether our speech or action pleases you, because you are only pleased with that which is good, wholesome and beneficial. And so the one who tries to please you alone becomes popular and influential, while the one who tries to please people at the expense of displeasing you pleases nobody. We praise you and thank you, and we seek your forgiveness and mercy. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.